the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It's the Midnight Rider here, September the 4th, 2007, Tuesday night. How are you? My name's Mike Chambers, and we've got an open line show for you tonight, just me and you, on the telephone at 800-313-9443. Got lots of news that we're going to go through. Friday night on the program, we're going to do the Young Guns Roundtable, I do believe. I think that is all scheduled and done for this Friday night, and I'm working to get Dr. Jerry Corsi back on. There's been a lot of stuff going on with this North American Union thing. With Mexican trucks supposed to roll over the border, they originally said Saturday. That's kind of been rolled back to Thursday, maybe. There's a lot of people not happy about this, and I'm already surprised that, you know, we haven't heard of the fact that truckers are just going to go down there to the border and just block it. It's like, you ain't coming through, boys. Breaker 19 looks like we got us a convoy, you know. I'm surprised that we haven't seen that yet. And, because, I mean, a lot of guys are going to lose their jobs once these Mexican trucks start coming over here. So we will see how that goes in the coming days. I hope everybody had a nice extended weekend. Took the night off last night. And, well, not really. I actually worked on my other network, the network that I own, True Net Radio. I spent the entire weekend working on it as far as adding new things to it. And we're still working on it tonight, as a matter of fact. Always something to do with this type of stuff. And so I've been immersed in the Linux operating system for 3 days. And I've got things pretty much working, which was cool. And nice just to take a break and just to, like, do a show without having to worry about it. See, I got Manny there. That's the cool thing. My man Manny. Well, I guess he's not my man, but, I mean, he's the man. Because he's there. It's like, hey, you got ownership of Manny. What do you, can you lease him out? Yeah, we'll have him over to do the yard later today. No, like, nothing like that. Nothing like that whatsoever. It did sound bad, so it's like, oh, well, wait a minute. Hang on. My man Manny.
Could have been
my man. No, we're not going down that road. That's Larry Craig territory. By the way, he is possibly going to retract his resignation. I guess he talked with Mr. Magic Bullet Theory Man. Arlen Specter, and he may got a little pep talk from him, you know. Said, look, you've been here a long time, and well, you know, we need you. So he's thinking about retracting it, and I've heard the tape of his arrest, and, you know, I don't doubt that the guy was probably trying to get, you know, to get some of the John there, but at the same time, the cop was a little bit out of bounds. Not a little bit, a lot. I mean, it's obvious it was entrapment, from the tape and everything. And so maybe, you know, somebody told Craig, you've got a case. Take it to court. You might win. Keep your seat, dude. So maybe that's what he's going to try to do. But we've got Ron Paul clips for you, from him at the Texas Straw Poll, and a bunch of Ron Paul supporters, were kept out of the Texas Straw Poll because it was, they were told they arrived late. And so somebody listening may have happened to them. I'd love to hear from you at 800-313-9443. We got some audio on that as well. Plus, Olbermann ripping up the commander guy on his big surprise trip to Iraq. Yeah, to be there with the troops. Oh, maybe he went to an open-air market, kind of like John McCain, but I seriously doubt it. All right, back in just a couple of minutes. This is the Midnight Rider.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here on the Midnight Rider. I like that. That's really good stuff. My website is MidnightRiderShow.com, and you know I'm sitting here slapping myself during the break because I haven't updated it. So yeah, how many things I've really been today. I mean, I've just been off on so many other things. I totally forgot to update it. My apologies. But
well, and not only have you been doing all this conversion
right
the entire weekend, but I'm still laid up with a broke foot.
Yeah, you got your broke foot, and they had to re-break it again because she hit it on something because she wasn't following the rules.
You're not supposed to tell I wasn't following the rules.
You never follow the rules.
I always follow the rules because I make my own rules.
There you go.
So I've been laid up 2 weeks now, and you've been playing nursemaid, nanny.
I didn't cook tonight. That was cool.
I hoppled in and cooked. And by God, dinner was on the table at 4:45.
You could say that you I hopped. Like, kind of like you the I hop.
Oh, no.
It's corn pone. All right, never
that
mind. Chat room link is up on the website. I didn't take you in if you want to join the chat room, which was the whole purpose of mentioning the chat room in the first place. And, oh my gosh, that's awful.
I just got it.
So she just, and also my email address is mike@midnightridershow.com, mike@midnightridershow.com. The name of this program is The Midnight Rider. Now on sale. and plain at IHOP. IHOPs have wireless internet there, so you can take your laptop in there. And you could actually listen to the program in an IHOP. And I know, yeah, boom, right there. And you can wake everybody up while they're eating their pancakes and their waffles. I'm going to have to make a stop at IHOP after the show. Who would have thought your buddy would be asleep? Time to...
Yeah, but those that are sleeping downstairs with me will smell it.
Not if I don't bring it back.
Because my wonderful husband has converted our entire living room into a bedroom for me. Haven't you?
Yeah.
That was nice. So now I have all the children sleeping down on pallets on the floor because they don't... Mama, we got to stay and take care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's nobody to, fall over me here. Me to fall over when in the middle of the night. So that's a good thing, too. So I'm... All right. Ron Paul and the big Texas straw poll over the weekend held in Fort Worth. I guess he came in third. If I remember right, I think he came in third place. Kind of surprising a little bit. I expected him to do better than that. But then again, a number of Ron Paul supporters were not allowed in to the events, and they were told that it was too late for him to be there, even though they were there at the prescribed time. Evidently, here's some audio of it that I've got. Take a listen. It might be a little bit difficult to listen to, but we'll try to crank it up for you. So you can get a good listen to it.
Got this little man over here.
What's up? Betty Stevens. Debbie Stevens. That's you? Okay.
No,
what did you
find
out?
Okay.
Okay.
They took the things. They
won't
let anybody in.
How about
this? Where is he? Oh, man, I got
to find Jerry.
Jerry's supposed to be with us.
John, can you not go get
Arden in? I can't get you in. They won't let you in because you saved one if you're here before. Yeah, and I broadcast it for him.
We've got delegates from the Ron Paul campaign that can't get in to vote.
They won't let us in, Don.
I know. Why?
Did you know anything about a 10 o'clock cutoff?
I did.
Yeah.
And I registered online. I'm pre-registered. So I'll just be able to walk in the gate.
Unclear. Where's he at?
Free speech.
Nothing.
I'm going to go back inside of the booth. But
I tell you where they went. They bolted. They took the box and they left. They went out that door. They went out the door right over there. Well, they just did it a minute ago.
Well, I saw them.
Yes, ma'am.
Why did you tell us?
I did. I came out here to tell you.
Yeah, I'm going
to... Let's go see
him. Oh, we're going to find you.
So they're running up to a vehicle to try to get in, and the audio wasn't as good as I thought it was when I listened to it earlier. So they're trying to get into the here. Oh, hang on a minute. Let's back to
that.
What?
You want a story? You want a story?
I need to get
story.
Yeah, let's move into the study. Come back to get a sign.
All right, so they're trying to get in. Basically, they're told that they were there late, even though they registered online. But you're there too late for registration. Somebody slapped me in the head because that doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. But then again, I live in Common Senseville. You registered online. What the heck is that? We ain't got no internets in Fort Worth. W talks about it all the time. But we ain't got no internets. Unless you down there at the Walmarts, they talk about the internets down there at the Walmarts all the time. Oh, gosh. I mean, this is, it's just ridiculous. So Ron Paul finishes third in the Texas straw poll. No telling how he would have done had all of his delegates been able to attend. All of those who registered online. That's another method of registration. I have my papers and my information here. Can I come in? No, you weren't here on time. Ron Paul. No, definitely not. Romney? Sure, come on in. They let people from another campaign who came in late. They let him in. I mean, all of this is just, I mean, every time we turn around, they are trying to make sure this guy doesn't have a chance. I mean, and it's just so freaking obvious. I mean, they don't even try to pretend. They don't even try to make it look like, well, this is just a clerical error on our part. Let's see if we can't get this cleared up, boys. No. Listen, he's not a top-tier candidate at all. Oh, that's why in all the polling, he wins the debates. No, he just Ron Paul. You bunch of spammers and hackers out there trying to hack into the system to get in, and that's what you're doing. Not there's about 12 of you guys. That's it. Uh-huh. Friend of mine goes down to Miami, Florida. Part of a We Are Change group, and confronts Barack Obama. There's more Ron Paul supporters at the event than there were Obama. Ron Paul across the country has over 30,000 volunteers. 30,000 volunteers working on his campaign, and he's not a top-tier candidate. No. We can't, we're just not going to allow Dr. Paul around here because, well, you know, he talks about the dreaded Constitution and about freedom and liberty. Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe we said it here in our democracy. Oh, my gosh. Sir, it's not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. Oh, it's a democracy. Don't you know it? I heard him talk about it on Oprah the other day. It's a democracy. No constitutional republic. No democracy. All this stuff just drives you, drives me insane. Because it just a little common sense says, okay, you registered online. Can I see your name? Can I have your name, sir? Let's check. Okay, great. Yes, you did register online. Come on into the event. But no. Don't come into the event. You can't come in because you're here too late. They've already taken the boxes and they're in the back of our truck. Which doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. Because after that, you really don't know who is and who's not. And some of this is driving me crazy. John in Georgia, help me out here. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yes, good morning, or good evening. This morning I heard there's a lady actually that was in that video, and she is a lawyer, and I can't remember from what state, and she's with an older gentleman, and she said that they had actually got their press passes prior to 10 a.m., someone had got them for them, and right. That not only did Ron Paul supporters not get in after 10 a.m., a whole bunch of other people didn't either. So she said that video was taken a little bit out of context. It wasn't quite the way it happened in that YouTube video.
Ah.
So what happened was everyone supposedly that got there after 10 a.m. was not allowed in there.
Whether they registered online or not.
Exactly. And what happened was people that got in after them, some of them had people, or some people had already had picked up their press passes before they arrived and handed it to them or something to that effect. I only caught about half the interview, but that's basically the gist of it.
Oh, wow. Well, hold on, John. Anything else? Was that it?
That's all.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling, John.
Sure, no problem.
I appreciate it. Thanks for letting us know there. Back in a minute, 800-313-9443. That's the number, 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people.
The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
You know, the beat to this music makes me think of Leisure Suits and Saturday Night Fever. A little disco beat. Yes, indeed. Oh, gosh, the Leisure Suit. Oh, my God, what an ugly thing. That's the most ugly thing. And I remember getting, I remember having to wear one when I was a kid to a couple of little events, like a wedding or something, and mine was white. Ugh, it was an awful thing. Bell bottoms. I dug the bell bottoms because, you know, you're until you tripped over them. Oh. 800-313-9443 is our number. 800-313-9443. But it does seem like on every occasion, they have tried to stymie the Ron Paul campaign. And it's obvious that the man has some traction, and that what he has to say is important, because they don't want this guy. This guy breaks into the mainstream, it's over. I mean, they'll have to be working all overtime just to get Diebold machines hacked good enough to be able to withstand the turnout. I'm telling you, this guy is that. His message is that clear. It's that easy to understand. that people will turn out in droves to vote for the guy. Even the most hardened, conditioned, you get a good chance to listen to it, boom. Because it makes sense. Makes total sense. And after the break, we'll come back and play some of his speech. In fact, I've got most all of it, I think. Yeah, it's two parts. I've got, so we'll play you both parts when we come back on the other side. That's the one thing I like doing. I like letting these, you know, in the case of Ron Paul and other things, you know, you get to hear more than just a 30-second soundbite. And that's the beauty of the alternative media, that we can do this. That, you know, we're not sitting here. Okay, that was 30 seconds. Let's move to the next story, Bill. We don't do that. You know, because we are about the truth. We're about real information. We're about bringing something that that actually matters and means something to the people of America and the world, for that matter. Because the United States of America is the linchpin. We're that domino. We're the very first domino. If the United States falls, the rest of the world goes with it, and it's a done deal. And in my mind, they're starting to set this stuff up in so many different ways that's a guarantee. On one hand, you've got Bush to basically turn, you know, dumping gasoline all over the Middle East when he's got a lighter there ready to just drop it down on it. And burn the Middle East down. That's what he wants to do. That's what they want him to do. Bring about World War III. I mean, heck, that means an awful lot of planes, awful lot of bombers, awful lot of tanks. Lots of money. Well, at the same time, they're trying to basically nuke our economy. It's literally on life support. Or kidney dialysis, as I said earlier today. You've got the Federal Reserve pumping money into the system to try to keep it afloat. Hey, that's like dialysis. Eventually, dialysis ain't going to work no more. You're going to die. And our economy is about to die. And lo and behold, here comes somebody, some little bitty old congressman out of Texas that comes out with a clear message. Same thing he's been saying for years and years. Mind your own business. Emphasize freedom, emphasize liberty, and you govern according to the Constitution, which means a bunch of these agencies go bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. That means somebody going to have to get a real job. And there aren't any real jobs left in this country anymore because it's all welcome to McDonald's. Would you like fries for that order, ma'am? Ben Bernanke talking about how great it is that this is now a consumer economy. Yeah, it's great for them because it's all... There are no assets left in this country. We're all liabilities to them, the useless eaters. Another one checkmarked off the list. And so goes the economy. Manufacturing base out of here. We don't make much of anything anymore. Have you tried looking for Made in USA products? It's hard. I mean, it is really, really difficult. I tell you what, you know, if somebody has got a little entrepreneurial spirit, you need to get you a Made in the USA market online. Shoot, I might just do it. And start finding these products, do the research and find products made in the USA. And start marketing them to people. I mean, it's not much out there. It's hard to find. Darn sure ain't in your local Walmart. All right, back in a minute. We'll come back on the other side with Ron Paul's speech and oh so much more, including your calls at 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider program right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, we've got Ron Paul at the Texas Straw Poll, and here is part one of the speech we're going to roll for you right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome 10th term Congressman from Texas and candidate for President of the United States, Dr. Ron Paul.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that very nice reception. I'm delighted to be here. I want to first compliment the party of Texas, the Republican Party, for its platform. Because I believe the Texas platform is the best in the country. It's been written because it recognizes the importance of individual liberty as well as the Constitution, and therefore it is a grand document. Unfortunately, in Washington, we don't follow our platform here, and I wish we would. Now, you know, in a campaign, we put out a lot of literature. But, you know, my platform is not very complicated because it's found in a little booklet. It's right here, and it's called The Constitution of the United States. There's a lot of problems that we have to deal with in this country today because we have drifted from the Constitution and what was intended by the founders in this country. We have drifted both in foreign policy and in domestic policy. We have become a party of big government, and we need to go back to the principles that were founded in the Constitution and in the earlier Republican days, when the old days when we used to say, get rid of the Department of Education. Something that has concerned me a lot in these recent years has been the loss of our sovereignty in this country. And it's not this administration or the previous administration. It has continued for 50, 60, 70 years. And it is for that reason that I have continuously introduced the resolution and proposed that it is time that we talk about getting out of the United Nations. Our national sovereignty, we would do a lot better job protecting our borders. We unfortunately think too much of borders around the world and we forget about our own. Why is it that we're sending border guards to Iraq and forgetting about our own borders here? I say bring the borders. We have to contend with the United Nations and the WTO and the World Bank and the IMF and NAFTA and CAFTA. Now they're working on the North American Union. I say no to the North American Union. You know, immigration is a big problem. It's top of the list, I guess, second to the war that the American people are concerned about. But you know, there's an old saying that goes that if you subsidize something, you get more of it. And unfortunately, that's what we have been doing for many, many decades. We have been subsidizing illegal immigration, so we shouldn't be surprised that we're getting it. My suggestion is this. Quit subsidizing. No more forced mandates on the states to provide free medical care and free education. There's another thing that we have to deal with very precisely. With the promise of amnesty, which seems to come back continuously, yes, they will come and they will bring their families and they will accept the notion because it's ingrained in our system, which I challenge, and that is birthright citizenship. There's no logic to that. So I think we have to be clear with that principle. But you know, we have a financial crisis in this country as well, and it's appearing daily in the news. We're in the midst of a collapsing housing bubble. And people wonder, well, what are we going to do about it? And they suggest two things. There's two things that are supposed to solve the collapsing of this bubble. And that is allowing our Federal Reserve to print more and more money, which only undermines the value of the dollar. And the other thing is to appropriate more money to bail out these companies that overextended themselves and enticed so many people into buying these mortgages. The ultimate solution to this, of course, is to really study and understand what the founders understood about money. And they certainly did not endorse the principle of a central bank, and therefore we have to challenge the whole system of a central bank and the founders of our system. A major problem in this country, demonstrated recently by the bridge collapse in Minnesota, that our infrastructure is in trouble. And the federal government has been probably at times needlessly in some of this, but it's traditionally they've been a bit involved. But our infrastructure is in shambles. But you know what? If you came to my office today and asked for a bridge in Iraq, you're more likely to get it than to have a bridge in this country. We ought to look at our infrastructure here first. We, the taxpayers, are now spending $1 billion on an embassy bigger than the Vatican in Iraq, in Baghdad. That's a missed expenditure of money. We don't have the money. We can't even afford the war nor our entitlements without borrowing nearly $3 billion a day, most of the money coming from China. Something has to be done to shake up that system because it cannot be maintained. It's not an accident that our good jobs go overseas because our major exporter dollars, we have a benefit by printing the world's currency, and therefore it's a lot easier to print money than go to work. We need monetary reform, we need tax reform, we need regulatory reform, we need to make it conducive so business people will stay here in this country, but the laws and the regulations and the tax system actually encourages this newfound goal of globalism, which we have to revert and take care of ourselves and our people here at home. The major issues of our day is how we deal with terrorism. And first we have to understand why terrorism occurs, and believe me, there is a clear understanding. And terrorists do not come here because they think you have too much freedom. That is not the reason. It's much more complicated than that. But it is not a problem of so easily settled by invading another country, because the terrorists are staged. Osama bin Laden is a participant in this, and he is the ringleader, and yet he used to be, under our foreign policy, he used to be one of our allies. After 9/11, I voted for the authority to go after Osama bin Laden, which takes some effort, because I actually voted for the funding to do that. But unfortunately, we haven't done a very good job. He's hiding out in one of our allied countries in Pakistan. I have introduced a bill right after 9/11, I reintroduced it, to reorient the American people to something the founders understood, because they dealt with something in a similar manner. They had stateless pirates attacking our ships on the sea, but we never declared war. We didn't invade a country. What they used was what's called in the Constitution a letter of marque and reprisal, where you have individuals target the person that we're after, and believe me, that would be a lot easier way to go. When you think about that and find out the way this would work is, just remember in the 70s when Ross Perot had a problem, a lot of his employees got stuck over in Iran. Compare that to what happened when we tried to rescue our own people in Iran. That was a total failure. But when Ross Perot went in there, he got them all out and all safely. That's the principle of a letter of marque and reprisal, to target the person and the people and the incident that we have to deal with. But to say that we have to declare war on the world and invade countries, believe me, that does not make us any safer. Matter of fact, I believe it makes us a lot less safe.
All right, this is part one, and let's grab part number two here real quick. Always, it's just the plain talk. I mean, it's nice, quick, easy, and everybody understands it. All right, part number two, here we go.
You know that I'm a strong defender of individual liberty. I want personal choices. That's what freedom is all about. Personal choices means tolerance of other people as long as they're not hurting us and destroying or damaging us or stealing and doing violence. But this is a choice that is very important to everybody, and this is what brings people together. Matter of fact, this campaign is amazing to me and surprising to me of how many different people come together. But it's mainly because it's this acceptance of tolerance and choice and allowing people to live their own lives as they see fit. Without the protection of life, you can't protect liberty. So I am a strong defender of the right to life of all living human beings. I have a position, let me tell you, there's a legal right. The unborn have a legal right. Because if I do harm, or if you do harm to somebody else's unborn, you're liable. So life begins at conception. There is no doubt in my mind. I have a bill in Congress that if they would be willing to pass it, would solve our problems rather quickly. And there's not been much attention paid to it because they talk about a national answer to everything. I believe in federalism and I believe in local answers. Our problem isn't that we've had federalism or the federal government involved or not involved. It's that we've had it involved too much. That is where the problem is. Roe v. Wade should have never been heard, and we have to eliminate or cancel out Roe v. Wade. The bill that I have designates that life begins at conception, but what it does, it removes the jurisdiction from the federal court. So if we want a right-to-life law in Texas, it can't be appealed to the federal courts. What happened on Roe v. Wade both was a bad decision, but it was also unconstitutional since they should have never even heard the case.
That's right.
There we have a Supreme Court legislating through a court ruling. We have way too much of that. The only way we can overcome that is to remove the jurisdiction of these problems that we have, and you can do that by a majority vote in the Congress and signature of the President. It's much easier than trying to amend the Constitution. So that is a solution worth thinking about. Today we face a financial crisis as well as an international crisis. I have been a strong advocate of what the founders talked about as a non-interventionist foreign policy, something that the Republican Party has been beneficial of for years and years. Just think of how many times we had to get the Democratic Party out of trouble because they got us into wars that didn't go well. So a non-interventionist foreign policy is the traditional Republican position. It's a traditional American position. It is the conservative position. It is the neoconservatives that have driven us into the problems that we have today. Thank you. I want to close now by very quickly asking you for the vote today. It's very important. I think it's a vote for Texas as well as anything. It's a vote for liberty. It's a vote for the Constitution. It's a vote for limited government. Well, in closing also, what I'd like to do today is invite my family to come out and join me, because I think it's very important that you meet my family and say hello to them. And my wife and I are celebrating our 50th anniversary just a couple months ago. And I thank you very much.
All right, so there's Ron Paul there at the Texas Straw Poll. Somebody was there, Josh Reeves, said they were treating him like he was a rock star. I mean, listen to this. And there are Ron Paul signs all over the room in this place. Wow. Very cool, very cool. You know, it's just that everything he says is simple. It doesn't take, because you know, none of this is rocket science. That's, you know, that's the sad thing. You know, these people trot out like Giuliani and Romney and Senator McCain, John McCain. Hello, everybody. I'm John McCain. You know, acting like that these problems are complex. No, there's just a lot of simple problems that need to be fixed, and simple problems are you guys. Sorry. that's the major problem. Is we've had years and years and years of people like Romney, Giuliani, John McCain. I mean, we've had years of it. And it just goes on and on like a bad dream, and it never gets better. And you've got the same money back in the same people, election after election after election. None of it's any different. You just stick a different puppet up on the stage, and we have a different puppet show. But it's still the same. It's still the same darn thing every time. It's the same bunch of crap being fed to us every year. And we'll get into all this. Oh, no, you vote for them, and your Social Security is going to go bye-bye. I mean, we're going to have all that stuff. It's going to go back around over and over and over. We'll hear it again. Medicare's going away. This going away. That going away. We need to do this. We need to have a lockbox for Social Security. Hey, they've had years and years, and they've known that Social Security's going bad. Never did anything about it. Nope. Mm-mm, sorry. We need it too much as a campaign issue to worry about actually fixing a problem. See, it's not about doing what's best for the country. It's about being reelected. Because I like this job. See, when politics became a career path in this country, that's when things really began to go awry. Well, if we ever get our say about it, these guys do 2-3 terms at the most, and they're done, and they're out of here. 2 terms in the Senate, maybe, well, that's 12 years. Give you 6 terms in the House, and you're out. 12 years for both of you, that's enough. See ya. Hasta la vista. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. Our number is 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
I got the peace of mind of a killer soul.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, I don't know if you've heard this story or not. Congressman out of Colorado, Representative Doug Lamborn, left a couple voicemails at the home of a couple who questioned his acceptance of campaign contributions from the gambling industry. And in his voicemails, he told them that if they didn't respond to him and call him back, there would be consequences if they didn't respond. These two, Jonathan and Anna Bartha, wrote a letter printed in the August 24th Woodman edition, a community newspaper. They raised concerns about Lamborn's receipt of $1,000 from International Game Technology PAC and a $500 contribution last summer from Mark Murphy, an executive of Bronco Billy's Casino in Cripple Creek. IGT, by the way, makes gaming equipment. He says, well, he gave the donations back, but he can't tell us when. And the donations are real, but they lied. And so there could be consequences because they lied. And there might be a punishment given by the party. Like, what are you going to do? Huh? Then again, in this day and age, free speech. Hey, it's Guantanamo for you. Oh, you questioned somebody. Oh, the peasantry stepped up and asked a question, did they now? Oh, put them in the stocks. Yes, stocks for you, stocks for her. Anyone else want to speak up now? I'm going to make fine examples of you all. Yes. Yeah. It's amazing. I'm sorry. I think he's in Texas. Hang on here. Yeah, down in El Paso County. That might be in Colorado, but it's El Paso County. I'm not sure the county's in Colorado. In an open letter to the party on August 8th, Garcia, his name, he's the Greg Garcia, he's chair of the El Paso County Republicans, said the local party would not tolerate false or misleading statements in campaigns. That's a lot of what I'm thinking of when I talk about there are consequences, because Greg Garcia had said earlier that there's going to be a punishment if people tell lies in the course of a campaign, Lamborn said. Yeah. Okie doke. Punishment. Because you get on and tell the truth. Oh, those are lies. Don't tell me them lies. Lies, lies. Tell me no more lies. What's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right. What's up is down, what's down is up. It just... More cases of kids now being diagnosed being bipolar. I've got that story. If we have time, we'll get into it. I mean, shoot. Kids aren't bipolar. They're not ADHD. Put some clothes on them, make them turn the games off, and kick their butts outside. Oh, my God. Hour one is done. Back in a minute. Your call's welcome at 800-313-9443 right here on the Midnight Rider. It's true.